When Congress debated authorizing a war in Iraq, the issue divided Democrats in both the House and Senate. Exactly 1 year later, Iraq is once again being hotly debated in both chambers. But this time, President Bush's request for $87 billion in additional funding has not only divided Democrats, it's exposed some differences among Republicans as well. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Two high-powered guests showed up for the Senate Republicans' weekly policy luncheon today just off the Senate floor. Vice President Cheney and Secretary of State Colin Powell dined with the lawmakers behind closed doors. Both left the Capitol without making any public statements. But Rick Santorum, the Senate's number three Republican, said the two had made a forceful case that the $20 billion the president wants for reconstruction in Iraq is crucial to help build up an example of democracy in the region.
They stress that point. They stress the point equally hard that this needs to be a grant, not a loan, and that it is important for our credibility in the international community as we go to the donors' conference.
The issue of whether that reconstruction money should be a grant or a loan has some Senate Republicans openly defying the president. Majority Leader Bill Frist suggested today that GOP senators who prefer loans to be repaid with Iraqi oil money are not only feeling pressure from the administration.
There is a tug among political politicians today to discuss loans, because many constituents back home are asking, you know, why can't it be loans? We ask those same questions, and the answers we get uniformly from our military and civilian leaders, it must be grants.
Frist said he was hopeful, though not overly confident, that the reconstruction money would be approved as a grant, not a loan. A Democratic amendment requiring that all that money be repaid was voted down yesterday. But there's much greater uncertainty about the fate of another amendment, this one being drafted by moderate Republicans, that makes at least half the reconstruction money a loan. Maine Republican Olympia Snow is one of those insisting the reconstruction money be repaid.
I think that the Iraqi people can also make a financial commitment to their future. I think there clearly is a capability in Iraq ultimately to be able to finance some of this in the form of loans for the economic contributions and for the rebuilding of their country.
Over in the House, the administration was able to talk Republicans out of the loan idea. The debate on wartime funding that began in that chamber today is much more a showcase of continuing divisions among Democrats. California's George Miller voted against the use of force resolution a year ago, and he says this time he'll vote no again because the money already appropriated is being poorly spent.
But now they seek another $87 billion. How will this be different from the first $79 billion? And how can they justify the additional $45 to $70 billion that they're coming to ask for us next?
But Susan Davis, another California Democrat who also voted against the Iraq resolution, says that a recent visit to Iraq convinced her the $87 billion package is worthwhile.
As I spoke to several of our commanders in the field, it became clear that the needs of the military for better force protection and the need to fund major infrastructure projects are linked. And in fact, security and reconstruction are inseparable.
Divisions over the wartime funding are also appearing among Democratic presidential contenders. Senator John Edwards of North Carolina announced last night he will vote against the $87 billion package. And Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts indicated he would follow the same course. Both voted for last year's Iraq resolution, as did Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt, who today said he would stick with the program and support the $87 billion as, quote, the only responsible course of action. Final votes are expected in both the House and Senate by week's end. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.